Paul's argument against selfishness. Paul sought to uproot the plant of selfishness from the hearts of his brethren, for the character cannot be complete in Christ when self-love and covetousness are retained. The love of Christ in their hearts would lead them to help their brethren in their necessities. By pointing them to the sacrifice Christ had made in their behalf, he sought to arouse their love. I speak not by commandment, he said, but by occasion of the forwardness of others, and to prove the sincerity of your love. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that, though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Here is the apostle's mighty argument. It is not the commandment of Paul, but of the Lord Jesus Christ. How great was the gift of God to man, and how like our God to make it. With a liberality that can never be exceeded he gave, that he might save the rebellious sons of men and bring them to see his purpose and discern his love. Will you, by your gifts and offerings, show that you think nothing too good for him who gave his only begotten Son? The spirit of liberality is the spirit of heaven. The spirit of selfishness is the spirit of Satan.